And now I have the pleasure of bringing on the general manager of a company called Celebrations. His name is Brad Isbell. How you doing, Brad?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for having me
on. So you are the mouthpiece of the company is what you're saying. What does that mean? You're the spokesperson for this entity?
Yes, unfortunately.
The owner who was afraid to come on the show? Is that what happened?
He pays me to
I love it. You know, this is an entrepreneurial show. We want to hear the entrepreneurial journey. But, I mean, I'm a customer of Celebrations, and, you know, I'm an entrepreneurial guy, and you've helped us with so many events. Talk to us a little bit about what Celebrations is and how do you guys help the business community?
Yeah, we help in a lot of different ways, whether it's a new venue that's really trying to make their mark and create a scene for upcoming couples when they're planning their weddings. We help a lot of nonprofit organizations. Mm-hmm. That's a big one, actually, for us, including this one here.
Right, the Allegiant Giving people, which I founded that, or co-founded with my wife and some other people. But, yeah, you've helped us with a lot of events. You get the big tents. You can get your tables there. I mean, what kinds of offerings do you guys have?
We have everything that doesn't have a shelf life for your event. So we kind of market ourselves as if you took us out into a field, we would have everything that you need that's not, you know, florals, beverages, or food products.
Wow.
So a lot of people don't know that. I mean, obviously, we've been a locally owned business and family owned business since 91. But we offer everything from tent top to tabletop, everything from culinary needs so that a caterer could come out and create, you know, whether it's barbecues and deep fryers, freezers and fridges, the power for them. And so basically they could do everything they need in our products.
And your business has grown a lot through the years, right? It's been around for a long time, but it's got new ownership and it's grown like crazy. Am I right?
Yeah, we actually were very successful in the economic downturn. Basically, and actually it's a quote I was looking up, but it says that hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. Ah. That's definitely a mantra at Celebrations. What we do is, at the end of the day, you don't get to keep any products from us. What you get to keep is your memory and that experience. Mm-hmm. So we always focus on that by hiring and developing talent that all has the same mindset. Basically, we wouldn't want to have our staff show up to your house if we wouldn't want them in our house. So these guys all are uniformed like you see me today, clean cut, professional, they know how to speak. And they go out there and they know their job so that they make sure that at the end of the day, when we leave the job site, the customer's happy and has a good experience.
Well, you say hard work beats talent. I can't agree more. Thinking about that, in this climate, in this economic climate, now the economy is going pretty well. How tough is it to find those people that are, I guess, moldable, if you will?
Developing talent is really kind of our biggest focus right now. You can find out from a mindset if somebody is going to be loyal and understand the big picture. In our industry, there's a lot of extra effort that's needed. So you can see when somebody's willing to go back and work with a customer. We get a lot of feedback and reviews, and we use those in particular to really determine who is kind of management capable.
Yeah.
Basically, if they're willing to explain how each product works with a customer and explain why things are set up the way they are, or working with the government agencies to make sure that the permitting is done properly, we can see that these people have the right mindset. And then what we do is we try to develop positions based off of people's skill sets, more so than just trying to cookie-cut approach where they need to be.
How do you understand that before they get hired? So obviously you're getting customer feedback, you get to know them, but I mean, so often choosing the right person, getting the right people on the bus at the beginning is pretty tough. How do you screen for this hard work?
That's a good question. One of the things when I took over more in the management side is I wanted to kind of offer the in and out way of doing things. If you think about those people, when they compete against other fast food chains, they do a lot with training and paying to get some of the higher quality people in the beginning. And we've done the same thing. So a lot of our competition starts off with minimum wage, and then they just turn and burn.
Mm-hmm.
We look at it and say, you know what, let's pay these people a little more. Let's invest in them with the understanding that we're not going to get our return on investment till a little later on. But working with them and finding ways to keep them busy, because our industry, like a lot of industries, is somewhat seasonal. And your previous guest talked about ways of being creative to really get his products out. And the same thing works with us. Obviously, you know, wedding season, which for us now is mid-April till November 1st, so we just got out of the craziness, it's not hard to find work. The successful companies really are better and are more capable of growing when they can be busy in December, January, February, and that's really what we try to do.
Our teammates are investments. I love that, you know, that metaphor, that way of thinking. Wondering where that philosophy comes from. Did that start with the founder of the company? Is that from your buddy who is also the owner now? Where does the philosophy come from?
It definitely is a big mantra that you can tell. Anytime you interact with Mike, the owner, you can tell that he works his butt off. And all of us have the same idea. I clean chairs. I actually told the gentleman when I was on the phone with him when he asked me what my title is. We don't really have titles. I'm the number two there. But really, the reality is all of us do anything from will calls and helping load customers' cars up with rentals to cleaning chairs to doing cleanups or teardowns, deliveries. I'm in a truck on the busy season, as is the owner, as was his wife, even with their newborn child strapped to her back, all throughout the busy season. Because at the end of the day, you need to get the job done. And if you don't, guess what? Somebody else will.
Well, it's interesting. You've been with the company several years now. You are longtime friends with the man that owns it. Wondering about opportunity inside a small family business. Obviously, you guys have grown. Mm-hmm. You've grown it. And so what kind of opportunity does that throw off for a guy like you?
Well, I started in the pharmaceutical industry, and I really got to learn a lot of the corporate marketing and branding side. And again, yes, I've been best friends with the owner since freshman year.
And freshman in high school.
Freshman of high school, uh-huh, at Wood Creek. We're all local, actually. We had a couple of Durrell graduates and some Wood Creek graduates in Roseville. But basically, he knew that he wanted to get into the tenting aspect of our business, which is definitely the thing that has catapulted us to the forefront of our industry. And he knew that we had a long way to go to really brand and market it. A lot of our customers, when I first came on, knew we did party rentals, had no idea we did tents. So one of the things that I did first off the bat was added celebrations, party rentals, and tents to our logo, just so the people would start connecting those dots. Now, everybody seems to know we do tents, and now I have to start going back and reminding them that we can do everything inside the tents. That's neither here nor there.
Well, it's amazing how we create our own opportunity, right? Whether you're an employee or you're an entrepreneur or no matter what, or you're a guy on the football field, right? We all create our own opportunities in life. I mean, talk to us about your vision, the company vision for celebrations. What opportunities are going to be created as you guys enter in this next several years?
Well, I just confirmed we have about 180 employees. Obviously,
wow,
this is all local, and it's crazier than I think a lot of us would have thought it would have gotten to. The way, like I said, that we really develop internally is we find out what people are made of, that willingness to go above and beyond. We find out how they can connect with people or concepts even, and then we do our best. I think I do my best by really working with understanding the business, and the more you understand about the different aspects of the business, the better you can place people in the proper different areas. We have three locations now, which 2 years ago we didn't. We had one. Mm-hmm. We're looking to expand in probably another one or two markets. I'll keep that between us for now. Mm-hmm. But basically, you find out, you know, who's going to show up Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. Who's going to represent your company and really be that face and know that they're going to. We call it bleeding pink balloons. It's one of our original logos. Mm-hmm. Company people, and then we figure out the best way to properly have them work for us and be successful. And one of the things that we try to do most is by giving them the opportunities and tools and personnel to succeed and then letting them do that, kind of getting out of their way once we've worked on what is necessary and then letting them succeed so that they can feel like they have a piece of the pie, if you will, and yeah, ownership in the overall big picture.
Wow. Just thinking in terms of advice to other business guys out there, right? We have entrepreneurs listening, people who are thinking about entrepreneurs. We have employees out there. Just advice to that next guy in line. Maybe he works in a family business, and sometimes we have to create our own opportunity. How would you advise somebody who's out there who's like, I'm working my butt off. How should I approach working inside a family business like what you've done?
Well, I will tell you, family businesses have their interesting dynamics. Growing up with the family, obviously, I knew a pretty good idea from that end. But I will tell you, like I said with the quote, hard work always will win out. If you have the right thoughts in your head and your heart, and you know that at the end of the day you want your customer to have the experience that you want them to have, and you are looking at your clock and you could be home or at the gym, but instead you're making sure to deliver on that experience to them, that eventually does pay off. And that's exactly what happened with us. We didn't decide, because we had a big corporation come into town, we decided not to try to price match them. At the end of the day, we just knew, Because again, you don't keep the products, you keep the experience. So if we always make sure to deliver the same quality experience, people will come back. And word of mouth marketing at the end of the day is still the best way to do it. You know, I'm sure you've heard the adage, if you do a good job, you know, one person will say, but if you do a bad job, 10 people. And at the end of the day, we always want to make sure that we do right by our customers and do what we can to support our community.
Love it. Words of wisdom from Brad Isbell. He's the general manager of Celebrations. Thank you for the service you provide to all of us business guys out there that are throwing events, but also to what you're doing here and the advice to the rest of us.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. If you like our entrepreneurial stories, if you like the messages that we bring that inspire, if you want a little more Mark Haney, not everybody does, but if you do, feel free to subscribe. Feel free to be part of our community, engage, comment, share. I want to get to know you better. You want to get to know me better. Follow me on all our social media platforms at The Mark Haney. I look forward to knowing you better. And let's get to know each other better so we can help build these businesses that we love.